Okay, Kuf Lamed Zayin. Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. So we just one more ha'ara before the Mishnah, related to what we ended off with. We mentioned Machlokas Tanoim about Milas Androgynous, whether Milas Androgynous is Docha Shabbos. So we mentioned at the end that even during the week, there's a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Milas Androgynous, you say a Bracha. Forget whether it's Docha Shabbos, but there's a Machlokas whether you say a Bracha. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mila, Paragimel Halacha Vav, that v'chein androgynous ein mevarchen amilasa b'bleishu eino zachar vaday. There's no bracha, says the Rambam, because he's not a zachar vaday, therefore you don't make a bracha. Says the Ravid, androgynous safek mevarich alav. What do you mean if it's a safek? We make brachos on safekos. B'bleishu safek daraisa. Yel safek daraisa mevarchen. Chutz min admai b'bleishu roba amiaretz ma'asrin hein. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? So it's a safek. But you still make a bracha on a safek. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about Milas Androgynous. If you look at the Mefarshim and the Nosei Kalim, they generalize it and say this is a machlokas l'shitasam in many mitzvos throughout the Torah. The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah quotes here, which he does in a number of places in Mishnah Torah, a tshuva from the Chach, that the Rambam wrote to the Chachmi Lunel. The Chachmi Lunel asked him the Shaila, why don't you make a bracha? What's pshat of this shita? So the answer that Rambam gives, quoted here, is that Devarim Yiduim Shekol Bracha Shal Misa Drabanan He etc. Bein Shetia Misa B'Devim Bein Shetim in the Torah V'Chamim Shetiknu Leficha Chol Davar Shenis Tapik Lanu Masias Davar Zeh Mitzvah Shenis Tavinu Alone It's Tavinu. If you have a subject whether to do it or not, whether it's Daraisa Drabanan Osan Osa Below Bracha Umepneize Nifsika Halacha B'Sukka etc. Umina Talami L'Chol Mitzvah Shenis Tapik Lecha. He says you learn out from Yantav Sheni. Says the Rambam, quoting the Kesef Mishnah, what is Yantav Sheni? Yantav Sheni says, not regular Yantav Sheni, Yantav Sheni when you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Says the Rambam, that's the rule. Says the right, you can't argue with that Gemara. The Ravid would say, that's the exception. In other words, it boils down, if you remember back on Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, we had a machlokes, 2 days in the Gemara, what do you do about Safek Brachos? We have, on the one hand, you have Yantav Sheni, which, by sukkah, and sitting in a sukkah shmini atzeres, there is no bracha leishi basukkah. On the other hand, the Gemara says you vaday do make a bracha on yantav sheni itself, which is also mishum safek. Why shalazin lezalzule be? The question is, what do you do with all these Gemaras? How do you put together? What are the rules? What are the exceptions? But also, the Gemara says demai ruof ami aretz maasrin hein. Also have that principle. So the Rambam and the Ravid view all these Gemaras. The Rambam says yantav sheni not making a bracha. Says the yantav sheni sitting in the sukkah. That says the Rambam, that is the rule. You never make a bracha on a suffix. Once in a while you do have a bracha on yantav sheni itself. You make kiddush on the second yai. That's the exception. Says the Ravid, no, that's the rule. The exception is sitting in a sukkah on shmini atzeres. So the question is, what's the rule? What's the exception? But here it plays out by milas androgynous. Okay, so now let's do the Mishnah. Somebody has two, if a Moel has two children in front of him, there's a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby. Meaning the day 8 of one baby is today, Shabbos. The day 8 of another baby is Sunday. And by mistake, by mistake, I mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So I mauled the baby on Sunday on his day 7. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Chayiv. I have chayiv d'oraisa for whatever malacha mila is, as we discussed four pshatim yesterday. Why? Why am I chayiv? Because I didn't do a mitzvah. Pashtus. You didn't do a mitzvah. You mauled them too early. And as we've said, if you do a mila betoch zmano, we're going to talk a lot about it today. If you do a mila betoch zmano, you are not called osek bidvar mitzvah. Therefore, there is no reason to exempt you. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv a karban chatas. Again, you did it by accident, but you're going to be chayiv a karban chatas. Because it's ta'a bidvar mitzvah, but you didn't do any mitzvah here. So that's why the Rashi explains you're going to be chayiv. It's a chabur shlol tzarech. A. Second case of the Mishnah, Echalamul be'erif Shabbos, ve'echalamul b'Shabbos. What about the other case? You have a baby that was supposed to have gotten his meal on Friday, but he didn't. And a baby that's supposed to get his meal today on Shabbos. And you made a mistake, and you mauled the erif Shabbos baby today, which you weren't supposed to, because it's a meal of Shlo B'Zmano. So once you miss Friday, you're supposed to wait till Sunday. But let's say you did that, v'shach achubal shel erif Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you forgot and did the Friday baby today, which is his day 9. That's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv chatas in that case too. Again, why? Because you weren't supposed to do it today. You weren't supposed to do that. The mila was yesterday or tomorrow. So you weren't. It's a mila shlo bizmano, which is not docha Shabbos, and therefore, even though even though you end up doing a mitzvah, but you weren't supposed to do this mitzvah, and therefore, the Rabbi Elazar says you're still chayev. That's how Rashi explains it. Tabit bar mitzvah ba'asa mitzvah sheish b'chiv chatas, you're still chayev. But Rabbi Yeshua poter, Rabbi Yeshua poters, why? Because you did a mitzvah. Yeah, you're right, you shouldn't have done it l'chadchila, it's milo shelo bizmano, but once you did it, so it is considered a dvar mitzvah, and therefore you're pater from a karban chatas. That's the principle of tov dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. You were osek in a mitzvah, you made a mistake, you ended up doing the mitzvah, though you weren't supposed to have done this, you are not going to be chayav a karban chatas for that act. That is a machlokas tanaim. So we have two cases in the Mishnah. The first case is, you mouth the Sunday baby on Shabbos. That seems to be l'kulei alma. Everybody agrees, chayev achatas. But then the machlokas is about, if you have a Friday baby that you mouth on Shabbos, which is his day 9, that's a machlokas, whether you're chayev or you're pater.
Why is that
the
case
I
went to pick up a fruit and thought it was taller, but it wasn't?
Why isn't that misasek? Misasek, if you thought you pick up a fruit that was detached, and another being attached. There, you don't have any kavana to do a maisa hamalacha. Here, you have kavana to do a maisa hamalacha, which is mutter. So, therefore, I would say that's why it's different. It also might connect to hutra tchuya. If you say it's hutra, maybe it's not even a maisa hamalacha. Could be. So then your question would be stronger. Okay, Gemara. Rav Huna masti chayv, Rav Yehuda masti pater. Rav Huna has the version of that we have of our Mishnah, which is chayev, meaning that in the Reisha, the case that everybody agrees to is the case where you mouth the Sunday baby on Shabbos, and everybody agrees they're chayev. That's Rav Huna's version of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Masi Patra, Rav Yehuda has a different version of our Mishnah, in which, the Gemara is going to say, in the case of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, then everybody's going to agree pater in that case. That's the L'kulei Alma case, where you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Everybody agrees you did the mitzvah, therefore you're going to be pater. The machlokes is going to be the other case. The machlokes is going to be the Friday baby on Shabbos. That's going to be the machlokes, as the Gemara is going to explain. Rav Huna masi chayev. Rav Huna has the version of the Mishnah where everybody agrees in the case of chiyuv. D'tanya, as the Braisa says, Rav Shmuel ben Elazar, lo nechleku, Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshua. There is no machlokes about the following. Al mishahayu lo beis tinoklos echal amul b'shabbos. Echal amul achar shabbos. There are two babies the mal has, one to be mal on Sunday, one to be mal on today, and you did the Sunday baby too early, shehu chayiv. Everybody agrees that you're chayiv there, like our Mishnah said. What's the machlokes? One to mal on Friday, and one to mal on Shabbos. And you did the Friday baby, you did him on day 9, so you aren't supposed to do it, but you did it a day late, then it's considered a mitzvah. So in that case, that's the machlokes. Right, that's so this first opinion, Rav Huna, has the version of our Mishnah as we have it. And the Gemara here adds in that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, their makor for their shita is learned that from Avodas Kochavim. If you look in Parsha Shlach, Karban Chatos is mentioned next to Avodas Kochavim. So therefore we say that all Chatos have to be Dumya to the Avera, the Chatos of Avodas Kochavim. So what's the makor? How do they use that connection? Rabbi Elazar holds, who says that if you're osek b'dvar mitzvah and you do a mitzvah, you're still chayav a karban chatas. Why? Kavodes kochavim, like avodes kochavim. Ma'avodes kochavim, amar achmada lo seved v'yavin v'chayiv. Just like avodes kochavim, the Torah says not to do it, that if you do it, you're still chayiv. Hachanavi lo shna, so to hear. The Torah says you weren't supposed to do it, so you're going to be chayav a karban chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you talking about? Hasam delav mitzvah, hacham mitzvah is a big difference. But your regular case of avodah zarah, you're not doing any mitzvah. So that's why you're going to be chayav karban chatas. But if you do a maisa there, but you're still doing a mitzvah at that time, so then you are going to be pater. Again, this is not the principle of mitzvah haba ba'avera. That's not what we're talking about here, where you do an avera in order then to do a mitzvah. Here, you're osek in a dvar mitzvah, and you don't realize you're doing an avera. That's the case here. You're ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, azam mitzvah. By the way, a byproduct of your action is that you're chayav karban chatas. That's the machlokas. But of course, everybody agrees to the principle of a mitzvah of avera, which is not applicable here. That is though the first version, that is Shitas Rav Huna, which is the version of our Mishnah like we have it.
According to both of them, do you have to do the mila again?
According to both of them, do you have to do the mila again? In which case?
In the second case,
if you do the case of the Friday baby,
right.
That, I'm sorry, the case of the Sunday baby,
no,
that you did too early.
The
Friday baby that you mild on Shabbos, Friday baby that you mild on Shabbos, you mild on day 9. No, you got a milah.
So
asa mitzvah.
Even though according to
even though you got the real carbon chatos, you violated, yes. What we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes is the other way. We're going to have a shita. Oh, we didn't get to that shita yet. We'll see in a minute. Sunday baby on Shabbos, which you did too early, so you didn't do a mitzvah. So we'll get to that case in a minute. Yeah. If you don't do a mitzvah, it's a question that some of the Rishonim ask. I was going to bring that up, but it's a good question. Seth asks, if you're not doing a mitzvah, so aren't you just being makalka, you're just wounding him? So then it gets into the issue of, we've had that makalka b'chabura, if you hold the malacha is chovel, so then it's not as much of a problem, because we said makalka b'chabura might be an exception. We pass it like Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon was the one that said makalka b'chabura is chayiv, even though it's makalka, that's the definition of the malacha. Again, it can't be a Darvish and a Miskavian because we're Act A, Act B. It's one act. Is it a Malacha Shemesh Gufa? No. You're doing a Malacha. It's more of closer to a Shogeg. And a Shogeg is Chayav Achatos. Yeah. Even though you didn't do a Bris, did you do an act of Mila? We're going to... did you do a mila even though you don't do a mitzvah? So those are the words of the Beis Halevi, which we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. How can you be mechalig in that way? So we'll mention that in a second, in a couple of minutes. Okay, second wide line at the end. Rav Yehuda Masdi Pater. Rav Yehuda, different than Rav Huna, has a different version of our Mishnah. He has a version of our Mishnah that everybody agrees in a case of Ptur. In what case? The Tanya as follows. Amr Rabbi Meir, Lo Nechlegu, Rabbi Yeshua, there's no machlokas in this case. Al Misha Hayilo Beis Hinokos, Echel Moba Erev Shabbos, Echel Moba Shabbos. Two babies. One is a Friday baby, and one's a Shabbos baby. V'shachach Umol Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, Shehu Pater. Everybody agrees in that case. When you have a Friday baby, and by mistake you mild him on Shabbos, on day 9, everybody agrees you did the mitzvah there, because it's day 9. So therefore, you're not going to be Chayav B'Karmen Chatos. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Even Rabbi Lazar, I'm sorry, agrees in that case that you're not chayiv a karban. Because you otav dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. Ama nechalku, what's the machlokas about? The other case. Amisha yu beis tinokos echal mul echad b'shabbos. Echal mul b'shabbos. Let's say you have one baby to do on Sunday and one on Shabbos. V'shachach omol shalach shas b'shabbos. And you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Even there, there's going to be an opinion that says pater. That's the chiddush. So Rabbi Lazar b'chayiv chatos. Rabbi Lazar b'chayiv chatos. Why? Because you mouthed the Sunday baby on Shabbos. You didn't do a mitzvah, right? You did it too early. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says pater even in that case, which we'll see why. What do you mean pater? You didn't really do the mitzvah. L'chora, right? You did it on day 7. How can he say pater? Oh, we're going to see it in a second. Poter v'shem olam du alam yavar eskel chavim. And again, they both learn it from the makar next to Avodah Zarah. Rav Lazar savar kavar eskel chavim. Rav Lazar says, like Avodah Zarah, ma Avodah Zarah chavim, ma rachmat alo sevid, v'yavim l'chayev hachanami lo shna. Just like Avodah Zarah chavim, the Torah says, don't do. And if you do, you're going to be chayev a karmen chatas. So to hear, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. The halachos of the chiv of karmen chatas is different. Hasam lo tarid mitzvah. You're right, you didn't do a mitzvah, but over there, by Avodah Zarah, you're not involved at all in any shemetz of a mitzvah. Right? You're just doing Avodah Zarah. Hacha tarid mitzvah. Here, you're right, you didn't end up doing the mitzvah, but tarid mitzvah. You are tarud in thinking, you're thinking that you're doing a mitzvah, even though you don't end up doing a mitzvah. Maybe we'll be able to explain this line a little better in a couple of minutes, connected to an idea that Aaron just said. Let's continue a little bit more, though. Tani, Ribchi Omer, Ribchi is going to have a third opinion, a third version, and he's going to end up having a mechudish, one of the Tanam is going to have a very mechudash shita. Omer Hari Remeir, Lo Nechler, Blaz Rabbi Yeshua, there is no machlokas in the following case. Al Misha Hayilo Beis Tinokos, two babies. Echel Mo Be'er Shabbos, Echel Mo B'Shabbos, you have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. V'shachar Mo Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, Shuhu Chayiv. Everybody agrees that if you mild the Friday baby on Shabbos by mistake, you're chayiv. There is no shita, even though you did a mitzvah. Still, you're chayiv a karmen chatos. You did it for shogeg, you weren't supposed to do it. Al ma nechalku, what's the machlokas about? Al misha hayil obeis tinokos, echal mol achar Shabbos, echal mol b'Shabbos, v'shach achal mol eshal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. The machlokas is if you mild the Sunday baby on Shabbos. That's the machlokas. Shabbos machayiv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter, that's what we had before. But the chiddush, is Shidus of Yeshua here? What does Shidus of Yeshua say, which the Gemara is about to ask about? Everybody agrees if you did the Friday baby, if you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. And so Rabbi Yeshua agrees to that. If you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, though you did a mitzvah. Even though he says if you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be pater. Well, you didn't do a mitzvah. That doesn't make sense. Right? If you did the mitzvah, there's more reason to be chayiv you. You're chayiv a karmen chatos. So the Gemara asks, Hasad Rabbi Yeshua, Hashta, I'm sorry, Hashta Rabbi Yeshua, Seifa, to lo kavid mitzvah poter, Reisha, to kavid mitzvah machayiv? Rabbi Yeshua says, in the case where you didn't do a mitzvah, where the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be putter. If you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv? That doesn't make sense. Where you do a mitzvah, usually that's more of a reason to say you're not chayiv a karbon. So the Gemara answers as follows, and this is a crucial line. Amri debei Rabbi Yanai. No. Kagon Reisha Kagon Shekadam Umal Shel Shabbos the Erev Shabbos. You know what really happened in the Reisha where you did the Friday baby on Shabbos? You did one of the babies really on Friday and one of the babies on Shabbos. You just messed up. You did the Shabbos baby on Friday, on day 7, so that was wrong, and you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua says Achayiv in that case. Because when Shabbos starts, there is no mitzvah in front of you to do on Shabbos. Because the Shabbos baby is done already. You did him on Friday, so you have nothing left except the Friday baby. So, lo nitan Shabbos lidachos. In front of you is no mitzvah to do. If you do anything this Shabbos, you're going to be chayav a karban. Because you don't get to first base. There's no mitzvah for you to do in order for you to mess up. You don't know that. But Klapi Shmaya Galya, Hashem knows that there's only one baby left, and if there's one baby left, even though it's the Friday baby and you're really doing it on day 9, you're going to be chayiv in that case. Even according to Reb Shimon, because there's no mitzvah in front of you to do. Seifa nitna Shabbos litzchos. But in the Seifa, you have two babies to do. You're right, one you ended up doing the Sunday baby too early, but you did, there is in front of you a baby to do, the Shabbos baby. You messed up, but because you're in the world of possibly doing a mitzvah, that's why you're going to be chayav a karban chatas. Let's just finish two lines, and then I'll take the questions. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Reishanami, Nindra Shabbos Litzchos. What do you mean? So what in the first case? So you said you did the baby that you're supposed to do on Shabbos, but somewhere in the world, there's a baby that needs mila today, right? Gabi Tinokas, the Alma. So what do you mean you don't have the mitzvah? You did, but there's another baby. What do you have to have the mitzvah? So says the Gemara in Achinami, Lahai Gabra Mielo Isyahev. No, you have to have the mitzvah, this Moel. If you don't have a baby in front of you to do a mitzvah, then you're out of the world of the mitzvah. And even though you ended up doing a baby on day 9, says Rabbi Yeshua, that you are going to be Chayiv in that case, because you're not in the world of the mitzvah. Though, if you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be Pater in that case. You did it too early. Still, though, you were in the world of mitzvahs, and it's going to be okay.
The Friday baby still needs a meal, though.
Oh, so the question. So Josh asks, hits the nail on the head, right? What's the issue? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara said, if you had a Friday and a Shabbos baby, and by mistake you did the Shabbos baby on Friday, so what does the Gemara say? Lo nitan Shabbos lidachos. What does that mean? You have no mitzvah in front of you to do bismano, because you have a Friday baby that wasn't done yet, so that baby's not docha Shabbos, and the Shabbos baby you already did on Friday, and there's no mitzvah. So Josh asks, what do you mean? The Shabbos baby that was done on Friday was too early. So what do you mean that baby's finished? The baby's finished? You have to do, l'chora, don't you have to do something on Shabbos? It was too early. Don't you have to do something? But if it's too early, don't you have to do something, a hatavas dambris, something or other? And isn't that docha Shabbos? Because it's not day 8. He's going to come up to day 8. So it proves from here, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon here. You know what this proves? The Hikshu Rabbeinu Shimshon, Katan Shenimo L'Shmona, Ein, Katan Shenimo Tok Shmona, Ein Sarach Hatavas dambris. You know what this Gemara proves that line? If you do a Mila too early, okay, you weren't supposed to do it, but what does this Gemara say? That you're finished. There's no meal in front of you. So therefore, proves the Rosh Hashanah from this Gemara, if you bow a baby too early, he doesn't even need a Tavas Dan Bris when day 8 comes. You messed up in the mitzvah, but still, once the day comes. That is what Rabbeinu Shimshon holds. And it's not just a Rabbeinu Shimshon, it's a Ramah. The Ramah Paskin is like this Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu Shimshon. You look in the Ramah, in this Reish Samach Beis, the Ramah quotes, if you did a mila at night, then you're going to have to do a tavas dambris. That's a total psul. But, malu toches ubayom, you did it within the 8 days, but you did it by yom, yatsa, rush perak ablaza de mila. Right? That's what the Rosh says, learns from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, if you did a Friday, Shabbos maybe on Friday, so then you have no mitzvahs left in front of you to do on Shabbos. What about Hatavas Dambris? Says the Ramah, this Gemara is a Raya, that you don't have to do Hatavas Dambris. But, The Shach, the Taz, other Achronim, we argue. We are machmir to say, you know, you do need a Tavas Dam Bris. The Shach here says, Tamua, Hagazos, Batarti. It's a couple of questions. And one of them is, Ar Gemara is a Raya? Ar Gemara is a Raya that you don't have to do anything? No, Ar Gemara is not a Raya. But it's like what Seth said. It's that, what does the Torah say the Torah allows you to do in the Lashon of the Shach? Mitzvahs Mila Mamish. Hatavas Dam Bris, you have to do that, but that's not Mitzvahs Mila Mamish. That's a tzorich that you need to do to make him nimol. And this relates to what Aaron said before. There's an idea in the Beis Halevi, which is the Beis Halevi says Mila. This is in the Tshuva because we're gonna have a different Beis Halevi later on. Mila really has two aspects of it. There's the act of Mila, the mitzvah of Mila, and the result that you create a nimol, that you create a baby who has a Mila. Those are two things. There's a mitzvah Mila and the act created. The act of Nimol, every second of our life, we have the second aspect. We're considered Nimol, and therefore we're going to eat the Karan Pesach. We're considered Nimol, if I'm a Kohen, I could eat Shruma. That continues. The act of Mila is only for a second. So says the Shach, and maybe you can use this idea of the Beis HaLevi. No, and the Gemara says that there's no mitzvah Mila in front of you, is because the Maisa Mitzvah of Mila is what's Docha Shabbos. That's beforehand. But Hatavas Dambris is what you really need to do in order to create the status of Nimol, so that's not Docha Shabbos. So you still have to do that, but you're right, it's not to do on Shabbos, though. The Torah never matured that. So the Shach says, Ar Gemara is no Raya to that rush. Okay, but that's a very important machlokas. If you do a Mila, let's say, remember my mother-in-law was telling, let's say sometimes you have mistakes in the hospital. The hospital staff, you know, they mild the baby too early. So what do you do? So do you have to? So the Ramah says, that's it. For Fallon, you didn't do it. You didn't, but the evidence is okay. But we Paschal, no, you have to do a Tavas Dam Bris. If the time of the mitzvah is missed, don't we say, didn't you miss it? You missed it. But the answer is, Mila is a lifelong mitzvah. You have every second of your life until you're in the state.
You're circumcised, right?
No, maybe you're not fully. Maybe that's the point. You did an act of circumcision, but you're not circumcised. In Lumdis, we can't talk about that way to the average guy in the street. They won't know what we're talking about. But in Lumdis, there's two ideas conceptually. The act of circumcision doesn't always bring about the result of circumcised. Like we had 2 days ago from the Safas Paneach. If somebody has two foreskins, two arlas, we said maybe, what was the Safek? How could one person say you can't do the Mila? Because we had maybe taking off one foreskin is an act of Mila, act of circumcision, but you have to remove both in order to be Nibol. And maybe the Torah only allows a Maisa Mila. So again, you might have a differentiation between them.
Is there any
sheet
that says you should
do a Tavas Dam Bris on Shabbos? That I think is mefarish. The Gemara says, no. Gemara says once the meal was done, you can't do anything on Shabbos. So the question is, do you have to do a Tavas Dam Bris in the future? That's the issue. No lad maho, we paskin, you don't do a Tavas Dam Bris on Shabbos. There might be a difference between a Nolad Mahul and somebody who had a Maisa Milo done to him. Remember, Nolad Mahul, the issue is whether there's Arla Kfusha or not. So it's you might have an Arla there, you just don't see it. Yeah. I don't understand. If the Mahul was Machal Shabbos, what do you mean? How was he Machal Shabbos? If he did the Bris? So if he was Machal Shabbos beforehand,
right.
He drove here. And then
he
did the Mila. Okay, he's an Avarian, but he has to do Tshuva. So I mean, yeah, if he doesn't Maisa Mila, doesn't Maisa Mila. I mean, you have to make sure. If he doesn't have Nehmanus, there's a question about having somebody's Machal Shabbos do a Mila, doing anything for you. Once it was done, it was done. No, I mean, unless he's a Mumar. Did the post-game talk about? Because a Goy, what's talking about a Goy doing a Bris? So we're asking a Goy is Mufka, I think. I have to look it up again. But right, I'll call Sherem Lamul, Afilu Eved Isha Katan, Orel Yisrael, Shemesu Echav Machmas Mila, etc., etc. But not. Where does it talk about Akum? It talks about Akum here somewhere. Here, Aviyeshu Amrit Chayvim Lashul Hadav Menu Dam Brit. Oh, Aval Oved Kachavim Afilu Hu Mahul. Even if the guy has Mila, Lo Yamul Klal V'Mal Ein Sorach Lachshav Lamul Pam Shenis. You don't have to do it again. Ramah, the Yeshomim, the Chayavim, Lashal Adamen, and Dam Bris. The Ramah said, no, if a guy does it, you have to, Bechain Ikar. And then he says, Mumar, Lachala Tarakula, Oshu Mumar La Aralos. Right, Dino Ka'akum. Right, if somebody's a Mumar, a total kofar, or that he's a Mumar to this Aveira. Right, so Mumar La Shabbos, we pass it as Machlokas, whether he's Mumar Lachala Tarakula or not. So if he drives there in a Chidami, maybe he has a status of an Akum, then you have the Machlokas, whether you have to be Matat Dam Bris afterwards or not. Okay, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Chato, we should appreciate Masechah Shabbos. Every daf here is so chock full. You know, every brachas and Shabbos were like, so Baruch Hashem, it's interesting and there's so much here. We should appreciate every daf that we have. You know, so other dafim, every daf in Shas has to catch us, but not all dafim are created equal. So we should really appreciate every daf that we have when we're on it. Okay. Masisan. Katanima lishmon l'tisha l'asar l'chadas v'l'yudbeis. A mila possibly can be done on day 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12. L'pachas v'lo yoser. It can never be done, meaning unless it's like the baby's sick and it's done 2 months later. But me'ikar hadin, let's say a baby is not sick and the baby is born, still the possibilities are 8 through 12. It can never be done on earlier and it can never be done later. Ketzad, ha-ketzad how? Kidarko lishmona. If the baby's born regular on a Tuesday afternoon, you do the mila on day 8, next Tuesday afternoon. No other bein hashmashas, if the baby is born Tuesday night going into Wednesday and you're not sure whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday bein hashmashas, it's after Shkia, different shittas about what's called bein hashmashas, but let's say you're in the bein hashmashas, so then you malates. Then if it's a suffix about Tuesday night, Tuesday or Wednesday, you do it Wednesday, because it's always better, as we said, to do it the day later, right? So that's why you're going to do it the following Wednesday, though that might be day 9, right? Because it's like Tuesday, you're not sure. Bein hashmashas still Erev Shabbos. What about Bein HaShmashas Shel Erev Shabbos, which is, you have to add on a day because maybe it's Friday, so you can't do it on Shabbos, but you can't do it on Friday because maybe it's really Shabbos. So it's not, Friday might be day 8, Shabbos might be day 9, Sunday is day 10, but you do it possibly day 10 on Sunday. That's Nimo La'asara. Yom Tif La'achar HaShabbos. So what happens if Sunday is Sukkot. Sunday is Yantif. So then again, you get it on another day. And the baby was born Banish Rashes of Friday night. Then you can't do it Friday or Shabbos or Sunday. Or so you have to wait till Monday. Because Mila Shalobizmana is not Doche Yantif either. Nima Lacharasar. So they have to wait till day 11. Bay's Yantif Shal Rosh Hashanah. But what if Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday and Monday? And the baby is born Banish Rashes on Friday night? So it can't be done on Friday, because maybe that's not the right day. That's possibly day 8. Can't be done on Shabbos, which is possibly day 9. Can't be done on Sunday, which is possibly day 10. Can't be done on Monday, which is possibly day 11, because that's Rosh Hashanah. So you have to do it on Tuesday, which is day 12. And again, there's nobody sick here. It's just me'ikra din. This is the halacha. Nimo l'shnei masar. Fine. Katan hachola, last line. If a katan is sick, in mo'alan oso ashiyavri. Right? We don't do mila until the child gets healthy. Okay, two ha'aris on the Mishnah. Number one. Anything strike you about the Mishnah? It says, if Yantif is on Sunday, this. If Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday, why pick Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, but it's also Drabanan. Midaraisa, Rosh Hashanah is also 1 day. Right? So says the Ritva, Yesh Omrim, maybe this is the Makar or a Raya for the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam paskins that only Rosh Hashanah, Mila Shlobizmana, is not Docha the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But Mila Shalob Bizmana is Docha Yantif Sheni Shel Galyas. So if somebody's a Rambam man, so then Mila Shalob Bizmana is Docha Yantif Sheni. So you'll have a big Mila on Yantif Sheni. That is the sheet of the Rambam. So after all, why does the Mishnah pick Yantif Sheni 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? It goes regular 2 days of Yantif Sheni Shel Galyas. It would be Docha. That's the Ritva quotes that, but then he quotes that Ein Raya. And that's what the Rush holds. The Rush and the Shuva holds. They know, even Yantav Sheni Shel Galyas, that's also, you don't do a Mila Shalob Bizmana on Yantav Sheni. Our Mishnah, Tanav Eretz Yisrael Kai. He's in Eretz Yisrael, so he's talking about Rosh Hashanah. That's the only Yantav Sheni that they have. But really, in the MS, we say even a Mila Shalob Bizmana, and that's what we paskin. Mila Shalob Bizmana is not Docha Yantav Sheni either. Even not Rosh Hashanah, even other Yantav. But it's interesting that the Mishnah picks Rosh Hashanah. That is number one. Number two, interestingly, ask the Shagas Aryeh, related to what we just said a couple of minutes ago. The Shagas Aryeh says, we just mentioned 5 minutes ago a Shita of the Rush and the Ramah. What was the Shita of the Rush and the Ramah? That if you did a Mila too early by mistake, it's okay, you don't have to do a Tavis Dambris on day 8. It's okay. So asks the Shagas Aryeh, according to that Ramah, if you have a baby born on Friday night at Bein HaShmashas, why don't you do the Mila on Friday? You can't do it on Shabbos, fine, because it might be a Friday baby. But do it on Friday. Why? Because maybe that's day 8. Maybe you're getting it. And if it's day 7, okay, so what? So you did it. So you did it on day 7. We paskin, according to the Ramah, but the evidence is okay, right? What does the Ramah say, based on the Rush? That if you did the Mila too early, you do nothing on day 8. So why doesn't the Rama say the case of the Mishnah is Friday night banish Rashi, he's got to wait till Sunday, so then it's for sure not day 8, since the Shakas Aryeh, isn't it better to do it on Friday, which is possibly day 8, and even if it's day 7, so you did it anyway, and you don't do anything on Shabbos? That's the Shakas Aryeh's question. Answers the Shakas Aryeh. Shakas Aryeh says, no, you're not, we're misunderstanding the Rama and the Rush. Even according to the Shitas that say that if you did it too early, you don't have to do anything on day 8, that's not because you did the mitzvah. It's because you messed up and there's no way to fix it now. You already created the state of Nemo, but you didn't do the mitzvah. So of course there's no reason, you can't do it on Friday. Oh, maybe it's day 8. No, if it's too early, you messed up totally. So you might as well wait till Sunday and in that way do the mitzvah. So that's what he says. The end of Siman Nun Beis. Whatever the tinok is mild within 8, ain't bazesh shum mitzvah klal. It's not you did any mitzvah, and even according to the sheet that you don't have to do on tavas dam bris, lav mishum to bid the evet kiyeh mitzvahs mila. You didn't, there is no meal on day 7. Ella adraba bital mitzvahs ola gamre v'havelei me'uvas she'ini yochel liskon. Said the Shagas Aryeh, even according to the Rashi and the Ramah, it's not that you did the mitzvah bid the evet, but just did it early. No, you didn't do a mitzvah and you messed up. And like Alice was saying before, and once you do it, you do it. Right? And that's it. So you created the status of Nemo, but you didn't do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to do it from day 8 and on. So it's interesting. Shagas Aryeh on the Mishnah related to that Ramah and the Rush. Right? With the, why isn't there Xerah the Rabbah by Mila? So we mentioned a couple of answers, right? When Yontif falls out on the second day, what are you asking on the Rambam? According to the Rambam, who says you can do a Mila Shelo Bizman on Yontif Sheni?
No, that works out.
Why don't you say Xerah the Rabbah? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah.
No, according to those people, say you can't do it on the second day.
Cannot do it on the second day. They are being Mavatal. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah specifically about a Yontif Sheni, so you do it on a different day, Yontif. Just like Rosh Hashanah. How can they be Mavatal today? Because you're going to do it tomorrow. It doesn't say anywhere that in the Torah that a mila shalob bizmana is doche. Only says a mila. So mila bizmana. What does it mean to be a mashadim opasar alaso? You have to have one place where that works. Regular mila bizmana. Regular mila bizmana. Is mila? If mila is malach of shochet, why can't you do mila bizmana? Why? Because of ochal nefesh and mitoch shurish latzara chadam latzara. Not all malachas are really considered are included in mitoch. Not all malachas are included in mitoch, and there's gotta let me formulate another answer. Ready chalamoed? You do it on chalamoed. It's sarach. You do it on chalamoed. That's enough of a sarach. Okay. There's a big kasha. I mean, talking about mitzvahs asay. I mean, it's a mitzvahs asay. Yantav sheni is a derabanan, so we're pushing it off. There's a big kasha about tefillin on yantav sheni at the end of yantav. We don't wear tefillin on Yantav. Machlokas v'chaber amah about the Baal Cholamoid, but on Yantav Sheni we don't wear tefillin. Why? It's a darabanan, and tefillin is an asay daraisa. So because of a suffix darabanan, we'll be vatal on asay daraisa. So that's what we pass. It's a big mystery. I mean, that's what we pass. In. They say b'shein the rugged shaver. They used to wear tefillin on Yantav Sheni, but it's a big. You have to explain why that is. Why don't we wear tefillin on Yantav Sheni? Okay, Amar Shmuel. The Mishnah says. The Gemara says. That the Mishnah had said that a katan who gets sick, you have to wait. If he gets sick and he gets better, then you got to give him 7 days from, meaning count 7 days from the time he gets better, and therefore it's day 8 from the time that the doctor gives the green light. The Ran here says that it's only chama means the sun, like the sun made you your whole body sick. In other words, holy kol haguf. The only time you have to wait 8 days to do a mila is when a child, the baby, is his whole body has the status of holy kol haguf. If that's true, the baby's in the ICU or something. So then you have to wait, 8 days from when the doctor gives you the green light. But if it's just a little kind of sickness, whatever, the bilirubin is high, low, whatever, and the baby's a little yellow, then we know that that's not called holy kol haguf. And right when the moel says you can do the mila, you do it right then. When we say that you have to give 8 days, 7 days from when the doctor gives the green light, does that mean 7 24-hour periods from that moment? Or do you say no? You just count 8 days, even if it's Tuesday night, 5 minutes before Shkia, Tuesday is day 1. Or do you say no? And then you'd be able to do it the following Tuesday morning, which is less than 7 24-hour periods, but it'd still be day 8. So do you say me'es la'es or not? Tashma, one second. The Tani Luda says, yom he baroso, yom he valdo. The day of his havra'a, the day of his getting better, is like the day he was born. What does that mean? Is that to tell me that just like the day he was born doesn't need eis leis, right? A baby, if it's born, a baby doesn't need 7 24-hour periods, but by the day, it's just day 8. Whenever day 8 is, whenever you're born, it's day 1, and then you count to day 8. So Gemara says, lo, you don't have to say that. Adif yom havra'a som yom hivaldo. It could be that the day that he gets better needs more time. Dil yom hivaldo lo bi demeis leis, li yom havra'a som bi demeis leis. So there's no raya. Yeah.
Why would it be different?
The Gemara is not. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe when he's born, you probably consider chayla also.
Okay, so why should it be different? The Gemara really doesn't go into svaris here. The Gemara just wants to prove it, and it says no raya. The Gemara is not proving it either way, but it's just saying no raya. What about mixasim kukulo? That's the question. This isn't about mixasim kukulo. This is a din. Mixasim kukulo is a din of. You know, when you have to do a certain minyan, so then you'll count the morning enough. But here we're saying maybe, you know, you need a total unit of time. Like some achronim ask a klatz kasha. It's a klatz kasha. Why don't you say mixas yom kukulo by Shabbos? You know, it's yom kukulo, therefore once you did, you know, Shabbos morning, obviously don't say that, because Shabbos is a unit you need. The mitzvah is this 25-hour period. If someone do my mila, you might need this period. Mishnah. Elohim tzitzit ha-ma'akon es-ha-mila. The following are the strands that we spoke about a couple of days ago that are ma'akev the mila. Basar ha-chofe es-rov ha-atara. If you have flesh that covers rov of the tip of the mila, that is what is ma'akev the mila. Vein ochel b'truma. And if a baby has these tzitzit on him still, he cannot eat truma. He's considered an arel. V'mhaya bal basar. Let's say he does have a mila, but he's just a chunky little baby. And when you look at him, even after the mila is done, it doesn't look like the mila is done because the flesh and the fat cover up, like the story in Shoftim by Ehud, when you stick the sword in and the one around the sword. Misaknum b'nei marsa ayin. So then the moel has to fix it and somehow push the other flesh down so it looks like there is a mila done. So I didn't see anybody point this out. I'm just making a ha'ara. I don't know if it is a ha'ara. There's maris ayin here by the mila. That's pretty mechusa. No, usually we say that if something is asr b'shamaris ayin, it's even asr b'chadri chadarim, the Gemara says. But this is only b'chadri chadarim, right? It's always mechusa. So just ta'ara, whether it should be different or not. But either way, the Gemara uses the term of mipnei maris ayin. And the Gemara and the Mishnah ends off, mol v'lo paras amiluk ilo lo mol. If you do mila without the priya, mila is the cutting, priya is pulling back of the foreskin to reveal the tip of the eber, ki ilo lo mol, it's as if you didn't do the mila. In other words, priya is a part and parcel of the mitzvah mila. Mitzitza, we spoke about a couple days ago, whether mitzitza is part of it or mitzitza is something separate done right afterwards. But mila and priya are two parts of the mila. There's a Beis Halevi on Parshas Lech Lecha that talks about mila and priya. He says that in the mitzvah of mila, the different Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi always has two parts. Mitzvah of Beis Halevi says. Chakru harishonim imhu begeder. What's the mitzvah of mila? Is it more focused on the hasaras ha'arel or the hosafas kedusha? Is it more about removing the disgusting status of being an arel, or is it being mosif kedusha on the gabra yehudi? So he says maybe both of them are true, because if you look, you have some chazals that say meusa hi ha'arla shenizganu b'hakusim, and you have others that say right gedola mila shenichrosa yud gimel mido. So meusa mila is the hasaras ha'arla, that's why you have to remove it, but gedola mila is the hosafas kedusha. And then he says you have psukim that prove both of these, and then he adds regarding us, he says maybe that's chituch and priya, mila and priya. The hachituch hu hasaras me'olav ha'arla, you're cutting it off, you're taking off the arla. But the priya, you are positively doing something that symbolizes the hosafas kedusha of a Jew. Any quotes midrashim related to this? And we're going to relate back to this in a minute. So keep this in mind that the hasaras arel and hosafas kedusha. Interesting. Tosfos on top asks. Why does the Mishnah have to say this? That if you didn't do priya kilo lo mal, the Mishnah already said that if the tzitzit and ma'akvin are there, so then it's as if you didn't get a mila. So isn't, if you don't do the priya, isn't that covering? So isn't that like considered just like tzitzit and ma'akvin as a mila? So Tosfos says, why do you have to say this? So I saw there's a Yamshel Shlomo I saw quoted that no, the point is interesting. If you look at the Mishnah has two lashonos. If you leave the tzitzit and ma'akvin, what does it say? Ma'akiv the mila. You didn't do priya, ki'ilu lo mal. Much stronger term. So the Amshar Shlomo says, the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, let's say a moel does a mila, and he leaves tzitzin ha-ma'akvin. So then, you did a chatzi mitzvah. And there are certain nafkaminas in terms of that. You did a chatzi mitzvah, you know, you did the mila, but you left certain tzitzin ha-ma'akvin. But without priya, you didn't even do a chatzi mitzvah. Ki'ilu lo mal. That's the chiddush of this line. That's the answer to this question. There's a difference between tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, because that's just ma'akiv the mila, and ki'ilu lo mal. If you didn't do the priya, it's as if you did nothing. Did nothing, and you were just ma'amish b'chal shabbos. Amar Rabbi Avina, Amar Rabbi Yirmi Ba'abar, Amar Rav. Basar Chobez Rov Govo Shal HaTorah. When the Mishnah says that basar that's chofe, that covers Rov of the Atara, it means the Rov Govo Shal HaTorah. Rashi explains, not just the circumference, but the top part, even if you have Rov of the top part covered, that's also a problem. Again, we should take off everything in the Ma'alim, know these halachas, not to have any problems. Amar Shmuel Katan. Hamisurvo babasar. Let's say somebody is, as we said, mentioned in the Mishnah, he's shamein, he's large and chunky, and so what do you do? How do you know if it's covering the mila or not? Like the Mishnah says, you have to be misakin it. Rowan oso calls manshe miskasha v'nir mahul eno sarach lomo. If the aver is when the aver is miskasha, when it hardens, if then you could see the mila clearly, so then you don't have to do mila again. Then it's considered okay. V'yam lav, but if it's not seen it doesn't appear mahul when it's miskasha. So then you have to do the mila again. A different version. B'masisa tana. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer katan amaserva babasar. Rowan oso the following. Kolzman she miskasha ve'eno nireh. If it can't be seen when he's miskasha and it's not seen as appears as mahol, sarach lamula, then you have to do the mila. V'imlavein sarach lamulo. But if it's not, meaning if it doesn't appear as not mild, then you don't have to be mild him. Maybe now. What's the difference between these lashonos? Look at the lashonos. There's two differences. The first lashon said if he appears to have a mila, fine. If not, not. The second one, if he doesn't appear to have a mila, then you have to do it again. But if he does appear, then you do. So what's the nafkamina between these two? Igibenayo, nirabeno nira. Somewhere in the middle. If it appears a little bit or not. So if you have to see him being nira mahul, so then if he's only a little bit nirabeno nira, so then it's not going to be considered mahul. You're going to have to do it again. But if the point is, if it doesn't appear as mahul, if it's eno nira mahul, so then any little bit mahul would be enough. So those are the difference between the two versions of the Gemara. Viter, mal below para. Tanar Abanan, Hamal Omer, Shekhadashanim Zod Sivanu, Al Hamila. The Moel says that bracha of Al Hamila. Aviha ben Omer, the Aviha ben says, Shekhadashanim Zivanu, Lachanisa Bibriso Shalavam Avinu. Right, the father says, Lachanisa Bibriso Shalavam Avinu. Ha Omdim, Omrim, the ones who are standing there saying, I saw somebody quote that maybe this is a makar, they're supposed to stand at a bris. Ha Omdim, Omrim, Kishem Shanikras the bris, Kenny Gardens of Torah, Lachobal Maisim Tovim. Vahamavarech, and another person who's making the bracha, Omer says, Asher Kidash Yidini Beten. The one who sanctified the Yidin, the little baby from the Beten, who's that? Rashi says, Yitzchak. Tosva says, Abraham. Asher Kidash Yidini Beten, Chok B'She'erosam, he placed a chok, a sign in my she'er, in my flesh, that sets off Chasam Bosper's Kodesh, and his descendants, he put on them a os, a sign of a bris kodesh. That's all the descendants have mila. Alkein, therefore, b'schar zos in reward to this kel chay chalkenu sabei latzu yidis shereinu mishachas. You save us from Gehenim because of our mila. L'man b'risa asher sambiv shereinu because of the bris that we have. Bracha d'Hashem karei sabris. All right, that is the bracha that is said by a mila. Why is there no shechianu by a mila? That's a question in the Rishonim. Why don't we say shechianu? You know, why don't say shechianu by a pitjon aben? Right, you just don't say. Some people in Yerushalayim, my brother, by his first couple of sons, they were here, so he didn't say Shechianu. When he moved to Yerushalayim, so then the minhag Yerushalayim is to say Shechianu. But why is there a different shitas given? The Rashba says maybe it's a mitzvah that goes to be incumbent upon Bezdin if the father doesn't do it. You don't make a bracha Shechianu on a mitzvah mutal zal Bezdin. Other Rishonim say there's a Meiri that says maybe because Sarah Diyanuka. Right, because there's a pain involved here for the child or for the father watching the child, different versions. So therefore, there's no bracha that is relevant. You don't say a shechianu in that type of case. Interesting machlokas in Tosfos here. Tosfos Aviyah Ben. There's a machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. When is the bracha of Lahachniso said? The Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel says the father says it before the mila. The Mo'el says the bracha of the mila. The father says Lahachniso, and then the mila is done. That's the Rashbam shita. Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says Lahachniso was done after the mila. What's the machlokas about? What type of bracha is Lahachniso? We know al hamila, that's a birchas mitzvah. Asher kol shavu al hamila. What about lachnisa b'vrisa shalav rabino? What type of bracha is that? So Rabbeinu Shmuel says you have to say beforehand l'chori. Says that's also a birchas mitzvah. You have two birchas mitzvahs on this mitzvah. You have the bracha of the mila and the bracha of lachnisa b'vrisa shalav rabino. But if you say it afterwards, so therefore, what is it? Shevach Lahodah. Right? All brachas of Shevach Lahodah are said as a reaction to something. You see lightning, you hear thunder, you go to the bathroom, you eat, therefore you have to bench. Shevach Lahodah inherently is a reaction to something that happened, and you say, Hashem, you're the greatest. So therefore, Rabbi Natan says, after you bring him in, you say Lahachniso, because you're being Mishabeach, then you have the chance to bring this child into the bris of Avram Avinu. The Rush here, interestingly, says, what do we do? So the Rush here says, the father should make Lahachniso between the Mila and the Priya. Which is Lamaisa what we do. Because the Maul says Alamila, and he does it, and right away the father says, Lachnis Mavisalam Rabinu, before the Prius, that's what the Rush says, you're Yotzi on both sides. Just in case it's kind of before the mitzvah is finished, so it's over Lasiyasa and you get that side. But it's also Lahachniso, you get afterwards, after the Mila already started. So that's Lamaisa what the Shulchan Aruch passes is like that Rush. There's a beautiful Bach on here. The Bach says that the Yishma'elim, they don't do Priya, they only do Mila. So maybe that's why we say Lachniso right before the Priya. After the Mila, before the Priya. Because it's a beauty. You can look at the Rush, the Bach's Lashon. I don't have time to read it now. But the Bach says that because with this Lachniso, we're saying we're different, that our Mila is unique, and the Bnei Yishmael don't have Priya, they only have Mila, and Priya is what makes us different. And let me just add, this fits in beautifully to the Beis Halevi just said. If the Priya symbolizes the Hosafas Kedusha, and not just the Hasaras Ha'arel, so we're Dafka symbolized with our Bracha Lachniso, Avram Avinu as the Mila, and who has the Priya, and the Hosafas Kedusha applies to our Mitzvah Mila. So it fits beautifully why the Bracha Lachniso, according to the Rush, which is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, is said between the Mila and the Priya.
But
the Raibi the other night in Hilchos Ishus, the Tuesday night shiur, said that you do it afterwards because of Safik, you're not sure if the Maul is going to refuse. You're right. But Me'ekar Hadin, he seems to hold like the Rashbam in Afinami. That Raibi in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ishus. Good. Hamalas Agerim, if you give Mila to Ager, Omer, Bracha Hashem, Alchem Echalam, Asher Kedusha Melech Zvarno Alamila. There's a Bracha there too. Vahamavarech, Omer, Asher Kedusha Melech Zvarno Lamulas Agerim. Ulahatif Mehem Dambris. This is the Bracha Tosva says, this is in place of the Lahachniso. That you say, Asher Kedusha Melech Zvarno Lamulas Agerim, Et Vimatif Mehem Dambris, Sheomali Dambris. This is all part of the Bracha. We give a Drasha in the middle of the Bracha. Sheomali Dambris, without Dambris, Lonis Kaimish Shamayim Varets, the world wouldn't be standing. Shinemar, Imlo Brisi Yom Valayla Chukos Shamayim Varets, Losamti, Bracha Hashem, Kareis Abris. That's if you're Mal Ager. You make that bracha too. Hamala to Avadim. If you do Mila to Avadim, what kind of Avadim? This is talking about a non-Jew who's becoming an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani is a half-Jew, let's call him. He's a quasi-Jew. He's Chayav in Mitzvos Ki'isha. You have to be Tovel him in order to become an Eved Kenani. He's partially Jewish. So when you be Tovel him in Malim, so when you Mal him, you also make a bracha. Omer Asher Kedusha Melech Zvarno Al Hamila. V'yamavarech Omer Asher Kedusha Melech Zvarno Lamos Avadim. V'lhatim Yem Dam Bris. Sh'omali Dam Bris. Chukash Vayim Varis Lonis Kaimo. Again, the world wouldn't be stand. Sh'nemar Im Lo Brisi Yomam Laila Chukash Vayim Varis Losamti. Barachat Hashem Koreis Habris. Right, so that's various inyanim of Mila and Mila B'Shabbos that we got to discuss in the Blessed Mila. Blessed tomorrow, we start the next parak of Rabbi Eliezer. Yep. Even Bal Karach, what, an Eved Kenani? An Eved, so if he, no, he has to eventually be Makabel. Eventually he has to be Makabel in order to go to the next step of becoming a full Jew. Okay, Teshu was the Zechon Ishmael Stavis Fib and Mordechai. And tomorrow we start a new parak. Tolan. Borer stuff coming up. Yeah. Important. Hasra, very important. Those is rid here. Those is rid and the Hasra.